IFM 923, we got you covered. IFM 923, 100% family.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Wellness Half Hour on your number one family radio, Inspiration FM 92.3. It's Wellness Half Hour, and you'd probably be expecting to hear Dr. Ejiwere's voice, but he'll be with us shortly. In the interim, you have me. My name is Margot J. Shawan, and I'm happy to be here with you. So, as always, remember that we would think of wellness in very holistic terms, not just one aspect, but every aspect of our lives. Today we're going to be discussing something that has been, you know, making the headlines, because Lagos State just banned the use of styrofoam containers. Or should we say styrofoam plates? This is something that is commonly used by many of the fast food people, or should I say the roadside, the fast food usually use plastic, but some still do. This is something that is common in our daily life for those who buy food outside a lot. So a lot of us have been using it. Almost everybody has used it, whether you know about the effects it has on your health or not. Somehow we're all presented with it. You're given food at an event, you go to buy something, it's put in this, and Lagos State has said no more. And everybody's wondering, oh, why? So we're going to be talking about that today. Yes. So while we wait for Dr. Ejiwere, like I said, remember that wellness... When we talk about wellness, we talk about the pillars of wellness, the nutrition, the mindset, and okay, yes, so sorry about that. Yes, so let's go back to styrofoam. How many of you were shocked to hear that announcement? And what were your thoughts about it? Were you thinking, haba, Lagos State has gone too far? Or are you thinking that, oh, this is long overdue? Or are you among the people who thought, whoa, or people who are surprised, who never realized how much this affected our health and our environment? Well, we hope to hear from you later in the show. So styrofoam is a product made from styrene, which it's actually a byproduct of the petroleum industry. It is made it is made from a petroleum-based product called styrene. There's a process called polymerization, and in that process certain chemicals are added to it. Hydrofluorocarbon is added to it, and that kind of expands it and makes it super light. And that's the process, how it is formed. But what makes this a problem? For one, it is not of a natural source, because it is a product of, it's a byproduct of petroleum. It is further processed, and all the chemicals and the processes used totally create compounds that are not good for us. Now, when we think about the effects, we're going to go into the effects that it has on us, on our systems, a bit later on, but why did Lagos State see the need to do this in the first place? Well, because it's affecting our health and it is affecting the environment. Even the process of producing this product releases large amounts of ozone into the atmosphere just the manufacturing process, even before it gets to you, even before your food gets put in it, the process of producing it is already it's already affecting the environment negatively, you know, negatively in a very serious way. Now, the chemicals released during the production affect the respiratory system, and it affects the environment. I mean, it affects even the plants. It affects the pure air. That means our air isn't pure anymore. So whatever factory is producing this, the area around it and the people who work at these factories are subjected to this even more than those who are outside. So you can see that it's one of those things that are causing risk, one of those things that is causing a risk to workers unnecessarily. And it is recorded to be the fifth largest producer of toxic waste. And it is about 30% of what we find in landfills. You know, what makes this bad for the environment on another level is the fact that you can't quite recycle it. So even though there are plastic recycling plants, there are other things that can be reused and repurposed, it's not quite the same with styrofoam because the chemical structure does not allow you to break it down and to restructure it. In some way, it can be repurposed, but not exactly recycled. So that already poses a problem. So it means that the environment is not safe, but more importantly, our health. Now, the Commissioner for Environment and Water Resources in Lagos, in their website, they stated that there's something I read through it, and the part that struck me was that the lives of residents are far more important than the profits of the producers. So in all of this, people are asking questions about how we're going to move forward. People are asking questions about what the producers, the manufacturers, how this is going to affect their business, how it's going to affect their profit and all of that. But the truth is that there's always a price to pay, and there are things that are more important than profit. And like I tell people, remember that once upon a time we lived our lives without these things. How did we survive then? We can talk about technology and how we've advanced and how technology has made things better for us, but has it? We are under the illusion that we have found easier, more convenient ways to do things, to live our lives. But these things are taken from us. They're taking more than they're giving. Taking so much more than they're giving. On the website, I also read that Lagos State generates about 870,000 tons of plastic. And Lagos State spends $7 billion annually on managing waste. Now, Lagos State is managing waste, but if we're to be sincere, we know that there's a lot more to do when it comes to waste management. Our gutters always get clogged. Yes, there's work being done. So imagine if this amount of money is being spent on waste management, then how much more would be spent if they were going all out? If we really had the sort of environment that you and I deserve, what would it cost the government to give us that? And these are things to think about. Another thing is, the truth is that this law was made 3 years ago, so it's actually not new, but it's only being enforced now. And I think the state has given 3 weeks for people who have that to exhaust their stock, those who are selling, to just get rid of whatever they're getting rid of and find alternative ways to take care of or to put alternative containers to use. Now, let me also state that this is just one step. I know it hurts us, but it's it's going to have to be one step at a time, because we still have a long way to go when it comes to packaging and unhealthy, you know, the toxins that come with packaged food. So this is just one step. There is a lot more, but we're grateful for it. We are grateful. I'm just saying this so that as we become more aware of the effects that this has on our health, it would open our minds to look at other things. I mean, plastics, I think we all know the effects that plastics have on our health. And, you know, these things leach into the food. They leach into the food. And it's got me asking myself, how were they selling food before these things became common? For those of us who are old enough, we saw the introduction of these things into our Nigerian lifestyle. Before, if you went to the Mama Put, there were plates that were used, stainless steel plates. That now we would look at it like, oh gosh, I can't believe I used to eat from stainless. We would eat from stainless steel plates at the Mama Put's place with the fork, with the spoon, moon and star. If you're old enough, any of you who are old enough listening would remember those things. So there was once a time when we lived our lives without this, so it's possible too for us to return to that. So now, if we want to talk about the most important thing about all of this, is the effect it has on us. We know that in today's world, there are so many ways in which we are falling sick. There are so many sicknesses. I mean, before we knew just a few cancers, now there are several types of cancers. There are several types of conditions, even in our children and in mothers giving birth. And there's just things that they may have been in the medical books, but they were rare diseases. But now they're just popping up and popping up and popping up. We cannot neglect the fact that these lifestyle changes that have come are affecting our health. So, styrofoam, like I said, by the very essence of its origin, does not align with anything healthy. Petroleum products are not for human consumption. The byproducts of petroleum products should not be anywhere near our food either. The styrofoam, if you've noticed, if you've ever put food that is hot in styrofoam, you'd notice there'll be a dent with some of the oil on it. That means that food that is really hot actually melts it. And once it's melted, something has been released into that food that you've eaten. The same thing with plastics. So that in itself should tell you that you are just ingesting what you shouldn't. These chemicals, these toxins that leach into the food, have been found to be carcinogenic, affecting our endocrine systems, affecting our respiratory systems, our body's ability to metabolize and to break down and to function. It just disrupts our body functions. And, you know, to think that some of the simple things that we do every single day are affecting and shortening our life, I don't know, it's sad. So I think Lagos State has taken the right decision. Hard as it may be for us, this is going to be for the greater good. And hopefully we will begin to prepare our minds for the shift that is necessary. So, okay. We are still on Wellness Half Hour. Later on, we will be opening up the phone lines to get the reaction of people. We want to know what people think about this. Is this a hard pill? Is it a pill too hard for you to swallow? Or is it something that you think we should be doing? Or do you think Lagos State went about it the right way or not? And we'd like to hear your thoughts. And then at the end of the show, we'll talk about the solutions, because obviously people are going to begin to ask, so what do we do now? These are things that have become so part of us. What are we going to do now? Like I stated before, we used to have a different way of doing things. Whenever we went to eat somewhere, we would use stainless steel plates. That's what was being used, and you know, before the takeaway plates, and subsequently the styrofoam became a thing. So probably we're going to have to return to that. And like I tell people, there was a time when I was in between houses, so I wasn't cooking much, and that meant that I was eating a lot of food outside. So I remember having about 3 takeaway plates regularly in my car, because I had moved my cooker. I couldn't cook. I couldn't be guaranteed of a home cooked meal at any given point in time, but I would always go around with my plates. I had my little coolers in the car. I would always wash it and keep it in the car, so that whenever I need to buy food, I wouldn't have to pay for an extra. I wouldn't have to pay for the takeaway pack. I'll just go there with my plate. So that may be something that it's a first step to consider if you're someone who eats out a lot. If circumstances have put you in that situation, then you may want to have a very good, preferably a stainless steel food flask that you can always send to buy your food in. It's one way to start. And so that's one way to start. And of course, the people who are selling food, they've been mandated, so they will have to come up with something. They will probably have to go and buy plates. They're gonna have to start washing the plates and getting cutlery for people to use. Okay. So we want you to call in and tell us what you think, and give us solutions too. Perhaps you can tell us something that someone else can share with us. So the lines are 0700 923 923 923 0700 923 923. So please call us up and let us know what you think, and how has this affected you? How are you going to handle it, and how do you think we should handle it? How do you think people should generally handle it? And what do you think Lagos State should have done better or should do next? So the lines are open. We're almost half hour.
Hang on. Got a call here.
Okay.
All right.
We're almost half hour. Good Hello? Afternoon.
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. We can hear you.
Yeah. Oh. Is that the Inspiration FM?
Yes. You're on Wellness Half Hour.
Okay. I hope the network is good enough.
Well, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I believe that the Lagos government is actually in the right direction by doing this good thing, because all these things are really, you know, they are a menace, honestly, these days. Like you said, people who are old enough, I think I'm one of them, you know, saying, wow, even when they were selling, even water were being sold in court, you know? And,
yes.
I have a question, because with this, with the coming in of these plastic packaging, a lot of things also came in. Like plantain chips, when I was a kid, you know, when I didn't know of plantain chips, they were not selling plantain chips. That's like 10 chips and other, you know, chips like that came in and dependent on this plastic packaging.
Mm-hmm.
So what about that? If this thing is followed strictly, what do you think? Do you have anything or you think that the plantain chips can be packaged in?
Let me
go offline now. Let me drop and listen on the radio because I'm not really hearing it.
Okay then. We'll answer you. So, like I mentioned, this is just the first step. There are many other forms of packaging that are toxic to us. Telling you the cans, there's just a lot. And these things, many of them are single-use plastics, so you can't even recycle them. Once they're produced, they become a menace. Styrofoam takes 500 years to break down. Other plastics would take about 90, almost 100 years to break down if they were to disintegrate, so they're not biodegradable. Certain types of plastics are not recyclable, if that's a word. Just like styrofoam, it can be repurposed, but in the true sense of recycling, it's not something that can be done. So we still have a long way to go. And there are also brilliant minds around the world who are inventing packaging made of biodegradable material. There are people who are making packaging spoons, disposable plates with bamboo, you know, with bamboo wood. There are many inventions, you know, it's not up at the top of my head right now, but I know that there are bright minds all around the world, and many of them are even looking for funding to mass produce these inventions. So when we get to that point, we will definitely have packaging for that. I know you can actually package those things in paper as well. You can argue that it would not hold, you know, there would be air, it wouldn't stay for long. But the truth is that many of the foods that we prepare are not supposed to stay forever. It's for the sake of commercial, for the commercial purposes that we like food to have extended shelf lives. I mean, we had traditional ways of preserving food. That's definitely that, but maybe somebody will come up with something. But I know that even if you use brown paper, you can store your plantain chips. And I'm sure that would stay probably for a week. Yeah. Yes, you may see some oil stains on it because plantain chips is fried. But for me, I think paper for a short term, for something that is supposed to be consumed within a few days, paper packaging can replace those transparent polythene bags. What do you think?
Pretty much, I agree with you.
Yeah, so that's that. We are, the phone lines are still open. 0700 923 923 923 923. And we are Wellness Half Hour on Inspiration FM, your number one family radio.
Yes, you have shared a lot of eye-opening facts, because I, for one, didn't know styrofoam was as dangerous as it is. I thought it was a preferred option to plastic, ignorantly. Yes. That's what I thought.
And I was on that, I was on that boat, too. I thought so,
and I was
too.
Like, what? And I was shocked, for real.
The first time
But I'm happy Lagos State is doing something about it. That's good. Because it's all over the place, as you pointed out earlier.
Yes. Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. And there, you know, there are certain countries that have actually banned this already.
Of course, so. I know.
Hopefully other states in Nigeria will follow suit.
Absolutely. Okay. We need to start looking out for ourselves, for real.
We do.
You know, I'm taking these things seriously. I just hope they'll go, you know, an extra mile to actually enforce it. Because it's one thing to
say it, yes,
it's banned, and it's another thing to really get it off the street.
Like I said, they said the law was passed three years ago.
Sorry? They said this law was passed?
Yes, it's only been...
I'm sorry.
Yes, that's
serious?
What I saw on the website. That's what I read.
That only happened recently.
No, that it's only been enforced. This is something that was already in place, and it's only been enforced now. So we didn't hear about it then.
Oh my goodness, that's not good.
That's not good, so...
That means they didn't do anything to enforce that it's actually carried out.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Now that's very worrisome.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was something that happened recently. Oh boy.
Yeah, okay. There was a recent announcement. But...
So I guess they just wanted to jump on the bandwagon of, you know, going green, but, you know, without actually doing what it takes to keep it that way.
Hopefully. Oh, no. Hopefully, like I said, there's a long way to go. This is one topic that is extensive.
Absolutely.
It is extensive, but we'll take it one day at a time.
One day, and you mean 3 years at a time? I mean, this was done 3 years ago. Oh my goodness, I'm beyond shocked. No, okay.
Like, there's a growing consciousness about it, yes.
You see how cancer has increased?
Yes.
I mean, that's no good. I mean, if a law hasn't passed, then they want to do what they need to do to make sure that people are actually complying.
Yeah.
That's what the law is about, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Like I said, the
because people are importing these styrofoam packs every day and they're letting it enter the country. So that's one thing to be worried about.
Yes.
They are importing them in droves. They come in massive containers.
Yeah, they do.
What, 3 years ago? I can't. I just can't.
That's what I said. It's like technology that is supposed to protect us is actually taking more from us, and it's taking from us in a very slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cancers and all these neuro diseases do not develop overnight.
No, absolutely
not. It's a slow process, and there's a tendency to think that we're fine because we're not in the hospital.
Yeah, and that's, you know, the general idea. Like, well, nothing's happening right like now. I've been eating with you for 5 years.
Exactly.
But
that doesn't mean it isn't affecting your health somewhere, somehow. So, it's...
Oh, boy. Oh boy, well, so much has to be done, and individually we have to take the responsibility of doing the right thing.
Yes, individually. So
absolutely.
We need to think sustainable.
Yeah.
Because this is a topic that perhaps one show will not be enough to do, because there are things that are sold to us.
Now they know, so they avoid it, and they tell their friends, they tell their families, they're like, you know what, don't buy anything in a styrofoam container. So you start to pass the message gradually. And when people stop buying things in styrofoam, then I think the people bringing it in will get the message and stop importing it or bringing it into our society.
Hopefully, people will ask questions, and Uncle Sonny is going to tell us something.
Honestly, I think we really are not enforcing enough. The media is not doing enough to sensitize people. What you said is, what you said is very spot on. However, what about those who do not even listen to radio?
Well, that's what we have to start somewhere. At least people who know start to talk about it and start to spread the message. It's going to start somewhere, because obviously the law isn't doing anything. They just passed a law 3 years ago, and the people in charge that should be enforcing it are doing absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. That's my point.
Once they pay them,
it's all face value.
Meanwhile, just quick run. I was going to mention I just said that it affects our health, but it causes depression. It causes headaches. It causes fatigue. It causes weakness. It causes hearing loss, and it disrupts our kidney functions.
Wow.
Yeah, those are the
a lot of kidney cases.
Yes.
I know, just to mention.
Yes, it's carcinogenic. It's also carcinogenic. Yes. And the production process, the manufacturing process releases toxins that affect the respiratory systems because it affects the air, the environment, the chemicals are out there in the air, we're inhaling it. And there was a case where workers of such companies, there was a study done, and it showed they were very high on many of the workers in these companies had these issues. They had respiratory issues. About 80% in a particular company had respiratory issues. So talk about risks on the job.
I know.
This is a risk too high to pay.
Just a lot. Oh boy. Well, hey.
Thank you. So,
I think. Oh.
You know, Doctor is going to end the show.
Oh my. Okay. Dr. Patrick.
Okay, so like I said, this isn't a topic that we're going to exhaust in one day. Perhaps we're going to talk about this and other forms of packaging in due time. But do your research, read more about it. If you're angry about it, find out why. If there's someone around you who doesn't understand, then educate them. Oh. I was happy to be with you. Wellness half hour. Hopefully you have a doctor back next week, and we're still going to talk about it. So we look forward to your more phone calls next week, and stay healthy. Inspiration FM 92.3, Wellness Half Hour, signing out. My name is Margot. God bless.